Here is the KXLR Trend Formation weather forecast. Fog and low clouds spreading inland tonight, lows into the 50s. Westerly evening winds to 25 miles per hour, decreasing later on. Tomorrow morning, fog and low clouds becoming mostly sunny east of Twin Peaks in the afternoon. Highs in the 60s to low 70s.
Exploring our new world of possibilities. This is KXLR Transformation Radio, San Francisco.
It's 5 o'clock. Two cancellations in a row for the space shuttle Discovery. West German spy net expands. More problems with 737 jetliners and their Pratt & Whitney engines. With Mutual News, I'm Bill Gormley.
Hormel Chunky Chili. Everything you'd put in your own homemade. Even the chunks.
Good afternoon. Here are the KXLR main points in California. A news report says President Reagan was an FBI informer during his years as an actor. Tomorrow morning, fog and low clouds becoming mostly sunny east of Twin Peaks in the afternoon. Highs in the 60s to low 70s.
Liberal arts students are being changed into engineers at Santa Clara University. It's a two-year master's program in the engineering school designed especially for those with liberal arts backgrounds. KXLR's Scott Schaefer reached Kenneth Houghton, Dean of the Engineering School at Santa Clara University.
Dr. Houghton, how do you go about turning a liberal arts major into an engineer?
Well, what we try to do is to, first of all, I'm sure you saw that the program is basically 2 years long. Even that is deceptive because we expect them to have a certain amount of mathematics to start, and it turns out many of them don't, so it's going to be a little more than 2 years. Any skepticism is probably more apt to come from the engineering world than it is from the liberal arts school.
Not rational enough, eh?
Yeah, right. We aren't being rigorous enough with this set, perhaps. I mean, that might be the kind of argument. I've not gotten a lot of flack, however. I mean, I don't mean to imply it's a big debate going on.
Dr. Houghton, thanks very much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ken Houghton is the dean of Santa Clara University. He spoke with KXLR's Scott Schaefer.
Here is the KXLR Trend Formation weather forecast. Fog and low clouds spreading inland tonight, lows into the 50s. Westerly evening winds to 25 miles per hour, decreasing later on. Tomorrow morning, fog and low clouds becoming mostly sunny east of Twin Peaks in the afternoon. Highs in the 60s to low 70s.
Exploring our new world of possibilities. This is KXLR Transformation Radio, San Francisco.
It's 5:30.
Presidential hopes for the upcoming summit. More problems for Boeing 737s. Another delay for Space Shuttle Discovery. Donald Hughes, the former head of NASA's lunar landing program for Project Apollo, is dead. Services will be held on Tuesday. Ross Simpson, Mutual News.
American automakers are setting out to put their eggs in several different baskets. This diversification is seen most obviously with Ford and General Motors, which have acquired new high-tech companies and started joint car ventures with foreign competitors. To find out more about this diversification, KXLR's Scott Schaefer reached Professor Ted Snyder at the University of Michigan Graduate School of Business in Ann Arbor.
Professor Snyder, General Motors has been looking to acquire some high-tech companies, Hughes Aircraft, EDS. Why are they trying to diversify?
I think GM is diversifying in part because they've made a lot of money.